Welcome students, and today we are going to learn about manpower management and general administration. I am Professor Pranav Bhatia, and we will be going through the general administration and manpower management. So every store has a store person, a store in charge. There would be a store manager and there would be a store HR as well. Now today we will be seeing the role of the store HR. So what store HR does, they are involved into employee well-being. HR plays a crucial role in ensuring the well-being of frontline staff, addressing their health needs and creating a vibrant work environment. So as we have seen earlier, there are different departments. There is a store manager, there is a department manager with regards to food, there is a department manager with regards to non-food. Similarly, a store would have an admin person, there would be a store HR person as well. Now the role of the HR person is to ensure well-being of the frontline staff. The staff who's facing the customer are called frontline staff, vis-a-vis persons, the staff from back office or maybe in the head office, they are called the back end staff. So the main responsibility of the HR is to see the well-being of the frontline staff, their health needs, what are their needs, are their needs getting fulfilled or not, and creating a vibrant environment is the main KRA, the key result area of the store HR. Now the store HR is involved in motivation and training. So HR develops a motivational factor like incentives, impart knowledge and train staff to enhance efficiency. So what happens is, as and when the targets are shared with the store manager, the targets are shared with the team members, the department managers, there's a team briefing which happens, and the store HR is responsible for the motivation part of the frontline staff. So what happens is the store HR is responsible for making the incentive structure. When the targets are shared, the incentive structures are shared. The store HR is responsible for the knowledge. So they ensure that the sales staff is aware of the sales as well as they are aware of the different policies of the organization. And they, whenever any staff is hired or recruited, the store HR needs to ensure that they are trained well, they know the product knowledge, which enhance the efficiency. The next important role what an store HR does is building relationship. So what the store HR does is they foster strong relationship among the employees. They create an environment which builds trust and ultimately strengthening the bond between the employees and the organization. So once there is an environment of trust, once there is an environment of friendship and relationship, that definitely helps as a team when everyone performs. They deliver good results, thereby resulting into sales, and that's what the main role of store HR is. Now we'll be seeing the key responsibilities of the store manager. So the first and the foremost, the four important responsibilities are manning structure, recruitment and induction, record keeping to ensure uniform and grooming standards. The first important key result area of a store HR is to ensure that there is optimal staff available in the store. So depending upon the store size, there is a workforce allotment which is done. The areas are allocated, the number of staffing required is budgeted, and the store HR needs to ensure that adequate manning is done. At any given point of time, the department is manned and there is always a manpower available to attend the customers, to attend the guests, giving them the best experience in the store. So that's the main, that's with regards to the manning structure. Moving to the next important responsibility, which is recruitment and induction. So what happens is the main KRA of store manager is to recruit and onboard staff, whether it's a department manager or an assistant department manager, whether it's a team leader, whether it's an admin person. So as per the budgets allocated, the store HR needs to do recruitment and do the onboarding process. That is with regards to the recruitment and induction. Moving to the very next important responsibility, that is record keeping. So as per the different states or as per the law of the land, the store HR needs to maintain a lot of records. It could be leave register, it could be attendance register, it could be person joining, person leaving. So all those comes under record keeping, and that's the main responsibility of store manager to ensure that there's a main responsibility of the HR manager to ensure that all the record keeping are up to date. The next important responsibility is uniform and grooming standards. So there is SOP, standard operating procedure, for every store which has been made by the head office, which is available with the store HR as well. The store HR needs to ensure that every staff is well groomed as per the standards which is maintained in the SOP. The store HR needs to ensure that the staff is well groomed as per the SOP standards, whatever is mentioned. They have a checklist, the store HR needs to adhere to those checklists and ensure that the staff is well groomed. The next important responsibility is compensation and payroll. So managing compensation and payroll processes, again, so every staff which has been hired, there is a salary attached to that staff. The store HR needs to ensure that they get salary on time. The mandatory deductions are happening. The leaves are mentioned in the payslip, the payroll processing. So during once the month end comes, the store HR needs to ensure that payroll processing is done and the staff gets salary on time. So that's regards to the compensation and payroll. Moving to the next important KRA, which is performance evaluation. So every year there is a performance appraisal which happens, and the store HR needs to ensure that each and every one is evaluated as per their performance. They need to check the competency mapping as well, whether the staff is competent enough, they are delivering sales. So that is also important feature, important point with regards to the performance evaluation. The next point is training and development. So the facilitating training and development programs for staff. So the store HR needs to do performance evaluation and competition mapping. So every staff, whether it is at whatever level they are, whether it's a customer service desk, whether it is department manager or it's an assistant department manager, team leaders, everyone's performance need to be evaluated. And normally the appraisals happen in month of March, April, May. And the store HR needs to ensure that the evaluations happen, the ratings are shared with the head office, the promotions are done, the incentives are rolled out, and that evaluation is taking place on yearly basis. So that's with regards to the performance evaluation. The next important responsibility is training and development, facilitating training and development program for staff. So what happens is the staff, over the period of time, there are a lot of new innovations and new products which are coming in. And there are a lot of updates which happen from the head office as well. So the store HR needs to ensure that they facilitate training. They keep on updating the staff knowledge, product knowledge, and they need to update in case of there is change in the policies. Definitely that needs to be conveyed to the staff. And here also the store HR plays a very important role. And training and development is also one of the main KRAs of the store HR. Moving to the next point, which is employee welfare. So the store HR needs to organize welfare activities addressing employee grievances. So the store HR time and again does a lot of trainings. They do a lot of activities. It can be team building activity. It can be welfare activities. It could be free health checkup. It could be free dental checkup. So a lot of activities are done by store HR to ensure that the staff is happy. They are getting a good environment to work. There is also different forums, platforms, which is kept open for the employee grievances. So if somebody has an issue, any staff or employee has an issue, they can come, they can open up to the store HR, they can convey their problem and ensure that the problem is solved. So these are the few responsibilities of the store HR. Now we'll see the challenges and considerations the store person, the store HR faces. So there are three challenges initially what we'll be seeing. The first is diverse workforce, second is emotional intelligence, third is such tough situations. So when we come to the point called diverse workforce, the HR must cater to employees from diverse background and handle grievances positively to maintain harmony. Now, since there are different, since a departmental store or maybe a hypermarket has more than 300 employees, so they come from different background, there is diversity, and sometimes it becomes challenging for the store HR to handle them. But since it's the part of their KRA, they need to ensure that all the persons who are from different background, they work together, and the HR needs to handle the grievance positively, and they need to ensure there's a harmony and everyone is working in a united, everyone is united and they work together as a team. So that's the challenge what HR faces, but they need to overcome that issues. The second thing is, the second challenge is emotional intelligence. So handling employee issues requires strong emotional intelligence and interpersonal skills. So this is the skill which is required. They need to be emotionally strong. They need to have good emotional intelligence, EQ, and they need to ensure that the grievances are handled quickly and immediately. Tough situations, HR faces challenges in managing employee resignations, termination and addressing grievances. So, yes, in retail industry, there's a lot of quick changes which happens. A lot of people resign quickly if they're not happy. And here the attrition rate is also high in certain corporates. The attrition level is very high. So, there is a tough situation where HR faces challenges in managing employees, resignation, termination and addressing grievances. Continuing with challenges and considerations. So, there is a continuous learning which happens, and as I said, there are a lot of disruption, a lot of new competitors coming in. So, experience and everyday learning are crucial to HR effectively to handle the role. So, here what happens with advent of too many staff and new products coming in, and because of attrition rate, staff leaving and new staff joining, there is a continuous learning which happens, and the store HR needs to ensure that the frequently training is happening, the staff is updated with product knowledge and they are delivering the results. So, continuous learning is one of the challenge and consideration which they need to do. The last point is personal resilience. So, HR professional need to be personally resilient to navigate the challenges of the role effectively. So, a good HR person needs to be a good listener. That person needs to be empathetic. The store HR needs to have a good listening skill where they listen to the grievance effectively, and they listen to it and they can provide a solution at the earliest so that the staff doesn't leave and they don't have to hire again. So at personal level, they need to have a resilient nature. They need to navigate through challenges and provide solution ASAP. So we will see the manning structure, what a store HR does. The very crucial and important feature is manning. What is the definition of manning? The manning structure outlines the organization framework for staffing within a retail store, specifying roles, responsibilities and reporting relationship. So, as I said earlier, when a head office or a corporate office decides to put a store, there is a catchment area analysis which is done, there is a feasibility report which is prepared, and depending upon the area, the human resource number of people required is allocated over there, and that all comes under the manning. So, when we saw this definition, the manning structure outlines the organizational framework for staffing within a retail store, specifying roles, responsibilities and reporting relationship. So, when a planning is done that, okay, if there is a store of 30,000 square feet, then it would need a one store manager, it would need four department managers, it would need three or it would need five assistant department managers, they would need one admin person, one HR person, then there would be housekeeping department, there would be security. So, all this comes under the planning. They do the planning, then they specify the roles, they specify the responsibilities, and they also define the reporting relationship. So, a front-end staff would report to a team leader, the team leader will report to the assistant department manager, the assistant manager will report to the department manager will report to the assistant store manager, the assistant store manager will report to the store manager. Similarly, the store HR, store admin would report directly to the store manager. Also, the head cashier would report to store manager directly. So, this is how the responsibility and reporting relationships are defined. The next point is key components. So, it includes organization hierarchy, job roles, staffing levels, skill sets and flexibility to adapt changing needs. So, here the HR, the store HR also comes, checks what with regards to the hierarchy. So, which I have already explained that how each role, how each role will report to whom. So, that's the organization hierarchy at the store level. What are the different levels, staffing levels that also the store person needs to do to check with the targets given by the head office with regards to the manpower planning. What skill sets are required, the store HR also needs to check those and recruit accordingly. So, that is with regards to the skill sets, and the store person needs to be adaptive or needs to be flexible to adapt to the changing needs. So, as and when if there are businesses low and if the footfalls are less, then they need to ensure that the staff is delivering. They don't need to hire staff which will increase the cost, so they need to adapt as per the changing needs, and in case the business is increasing and if the sales are increasing, there might be need of additional staff, then they need to go ahead and recruit as well. So, the whole point is the store HR needs to be flexible. They need to adapt to the changing needs. That's the key component with regards to the manning structure. The purpose of manning structure is to ensure effective allocation of human resources to meet operational needs and achieve business objectives. So when we talk about business objectives, the main objective is to earn profit and deliver a superior customer experience. And the main purpose of manning is to ensure that right staff is available at the right place to sell the right product, and to ensure that the guest walking in the store, or the customer walking in the store, gets the best operational experience and they buy the product, the sales are high, which results into a profitable store. What are the components of manning structure? So the components are organization hierarchy and job roles and responsibilities. So when the HR, store HR hires somebody, there are roles which are defined. So there is a store manager, there is assistant store manager, department manager, floor supervisors, sales staff and support staff. So this is when the head office decides to put a store in some area, there is a hierarchy which is placed, which is shared with the store HR as well. So that's the hierarchy. Moving to the roles and responsibilities. So every job role has a KRA, which is key result areas. The roles and the responsibilities which are shared in the offer letter or which are shared in the appointment letter. Clear descriptions of duties of each position covering sales, customer service, inventory management, merchandising, administration is mentioned in the appointment letter, and that has been explained by HR that when a person or when a staff joins, what are their roles and responsibilities and how they need to adhere to it. Moving ahead with the components of manning structure, so there would be staffing levels and skill set and qualification. So determines the optimal staffing levels for different shifts, peak hours and seasonal fluctuation in customer traffic. So when a staff is hired, there is adequate planning which happens to ensure that if the store is operational from morning 10 to evening night 10 p.m., then there are two shifts which comes into operations, and therefore, so they need to ensure that the lady staff or women staff work in the first shift from morning 10 to evening 8. And then there is a second shift which starts from 12 or 1 p.m. and they are available till the last guest or the customer leaves. So all this planning comes into picture. Then they also plan with regards to the peak hours. So the peak hours would be mostly in the evening after 6 p.m. When the customers are going back home, or they come to the store to pick up something, or maybe it's a Saturday evening. And Saturday, Sunday, weekends, there is a lot of human customer traffic. So they need to ensure that the manning is proper and there is a customer whenever there are any staff available to attend the customer. So that's the planning which comes into consideration. They also need to check skill set and qualification. So the store HR identifies the competencies. They check what are the requirement of the staff, what are the qualification, and accordingly they hire persons. So the first, there are three important skill sets. One could be English speaking, one could be understanding what customer says, good listening skills, and there are certain other skills which are defined as per the job role. So the store HR needs to ensure that they follow to it, they adhere to it. Now we'll see the importance of manning structure. So manning structure definitely helps in operation efficiency and a good customer experience. So if the staff is well trained, they have a good product knowledge, that will definitely increase sales, it will increase efficiency. Once the sales are increased, it gives a superior experience to the customer. Customer delight is there, and therefore definitely it enhances productivity, which increases the profit. That's the main objective of the business. Second is customer experience. Well staffed and organized store contribute to positive customer experience, providing assistance, product recommendations and issue resolution promptly. So if a customer has a doubt with regards to the product, if the staff is well trained and well groomed, he handles the objections, he clears the doubt, which thereby results into positive environment for the customer, as well as that helps into product recommendations. The customer will go out, talk to other 10 people, and word of mouth always help into increasing sales. Moving ahead with employee importance of manning structure. So employee development provides pathway for career progression, identifies training needs, foster culture of continuous learning and skill enhancement. So as I said, there is hierarchy, there is customer care associate, we call them as CCA. What happens if the store is performing well, The store HR needs to ensure that the customer care associate is groomed to the next level. He becomes a team leader. From there, he learns the leadership skills. From there, he becomes assistant department manager. From there, he can become a department manager. So all those things, the identification is done by HR. So employee development is a key result area of store HR. They need to ensure that there is a continuous learning and there is growth for that person, so that the attrition is curbed and the person stays for a longer time, thereby reducing the attrition rate and increasing the efficiency of the store. So that is with regards to the employee development. Moving to the compliance and accountability part, the store HR needs to ensure that the compliance with labor laws is done. All rules and regulations with regards to the law of land is followed, company policies are being followed, which provides the accountability. Every staff is responsible to follow the rules and regulation and perform better. So that's the importance of manning structure. Implementing of manning structure. So there are different stages where manning structure is done. So first is assessment, design, communication, monitoring and adjustment. Coming to assessment, the evaluate current staffing level, roles, responsibilities to identify areas for improvement. So the store HR needs to continuously evaluate, check with regards to the manpower planning, whether there is adequate staff available or not available. If not available, hire them. In case of resignations, they need to do the replacement role as well. So this continuous identification of improvement is done by the store HR. Design, develop a structured staffing plan based on workload analysis, customer traffic patterns, and business objectives. So operations being dynamic, and there is always changes which happens. So the store HR needs to ensure that they have a structured plan depending upon the workload analysis. So in case if Wednesday there is less number of customers, they need to do manning in such a way that staff is given weekly off on Wednesdays, ensuring that everyone gets a week off and they are relaxed properly when they come back next day and attend customer in a better manner. Communication. So the next point is clearly communicate roles, expectation and changes to employee to ensure understanding and alignment. So what happens when a staff is hired? It is the duty of the store HR to communicate roles and responsibility to the staff so that they are aligned to the business objectives, thereby delivering good sales and the store is profitable. So communication plays a very important role. So the store HR needs to communicate role clearly and do an expectation setting where the staff is aware what they are supposed to do. So that is with regards to the communication. Monitoring and adjustment. So regularly monitor staffing level, performance metrics, making adjustment as needed to maintain efficiency and effectiveness. So as store person, the store HR needs to monitor and do adjustments. They need to regularly check performance level and staffing levels. And in case if person is less, if somebody has resigned, they need to do replacement. They need to ensure that the efficiency and effectiveness are maintained adequately. So moving ahead, we will see the hierarchy, how a store performs. And if you see on top, there's an operations manager over there. Then there are flow managers. Under flow managers, there are flow supervisors. Under the flow supervisor, there are sales executive, and then there are promoters. So that is with regards to the store manager. The operations manager is called store manager. That is the first hierarchy. If you see, there is HR manager. Under HR, there is the person called admin executive who reports to HR manager, and there is a housekeeping who reports to the admin. That is with regards to the HR manager. If you see the next hierarchy, there is head cashier who under them there are cashiers and there are service desk person. So head cashier also reports to store manager or the operations manager. Then there is the stock count person. There is a warehouse person over there who also reports to the operations manager. There is one more department called loss prevention, whose responsibility is to ensure that there is less shrinkage, there is no theft happening. So this loss prevention person also reports to an operations manager. And under the loss prevention, there is security. In certain organization, the security comes under the admin executive as well. So it depends upon person to person. It depends upon organization to organization, how they have done the manning part. But here, the security comes under the loss prevention. That is the one of the hierarchy structure. Now, if you see operations manager, there's a marketing guy, there would be a store marketing guy, there is a VM executive. VM stands for visual merchandising. Then there's a warehouse manager. And the warehouse manager would have warehouse executives. Then there is maintenance. In case of certain other stores where the store size is smaller, the maintenance guy, there wouldn't be an admin person, but there would be a maintenance person who would be directly reporting to the operations manager, and there would be an IT executive as well. So there are different permutations and combination which depends upon the store area which happens. In certain stores, there would be direct store manager and there would be direct assistant department managers, or there would be direct floor supervisor if the store style, if the store size is smaller. So these are the different combination. The store person have a look, they have detailed plans, they know how to hire, and in case if somebody resigns, they need to do the replacement of that particular HR. Recruitment and process overview. So candidate screening. The store HR screens potential candidates and conduct interviews for shortlisted candidates. So in case if there's a new store, the store HR does the recruitment. They use different portals. It could be Naukri.com, it could be Shine, or they would go and do referrals, ask the current employees for referrals as well. So they do a lot of screening and they conduct interviews. The shortlisted candidates are given offer letter. So that comes under candidate screening. Once the candidate is shortlisted and job offer is issued, letter is issued, which mentions the position, the location, the salary details, the CTC details, and the terms and conditions of this service. So that's the recruitment process. Joining formalities and induction process. So once the employee joins on the joining date, the HR completes the joining formalities. They issue temporary I card, initiate the process of identity card and biometric attendance register. So the joining formality includes getting the I card of the employee done. Then there is if the store has a biometric attendance, then getting the fingerprint record, that is also initiated. So all these are the joining formalities which the store HR does. The next induction process is employee undergo a store induction for a week where they are introduced to various department and roles within the store. So the induction process, the staff is made familiar with the store, with the different employees, and they have been given training, they have been given checklist, and they have been shown do's and don'ts which they need to follow. So that all comes under the induction process. Record keeping and personal data. So once the staff is hired, the store manning, the store HR needs to ensure that all the records are maintained with regards to the staff. So their current address, permanent address, date of birth, blood group details, family details, salary bank account is linked with their name, against their name, and their previous employment history, previous companies, payslips, everything is asked for them. So this is what the record keeping is, where the store manager, the store HR needs to store and update all those documentation. Storage methods, it could be data stored in various Excel files, HR software system, hard copies, filed properly in individual employee files or secure databases. So once the employee join, all these documents are asked from them. There would be Xerox copies, or it could be in form of soft copies scanned. So all these records need to be maintained. That's the key responsibility of the store HR. So that is with regards to the record keeping of personal data. Moving ahead, access control. Access to employee data is restricted to authorized personnel only, ensuring confidentiality and compliance with data protection regulations. So every staff details is personal, and there is a privacy attached to it. The access controls will be only with HR and the admin person reporting to HR. They need to ensure that all this data is secured and nobody unauthorized could touch it, or they can get a view of it. So they need to ensure that it's under proper lock and key, and by ensuring data privacy of the individuals. Data security measures such as encryption, password protection, and regular backups are implemented to safeguard employee information against unauthorized access or loss. So in case if there's a data which is in these on the soft copy, then the data encryption, password protection is there. The store HR needs to ensure that the files are password protected. There is no unauthorized personnel touching it. They need to take adequate security measures to ensure that the data is secure, and nobody has an access to it. Only the authorized person has access to that data. So with regards to staff attendance and leave management, when a store staff joins, the identity card is issued. Access cards are issued, which ensures that there is no unauthorized movement on the shop floor. That's the main KRA of the store HR. Attendance marking. So certain stores have biometric attendance. So there could be a thumb needs to be, the thumb impression needs to be captured. Some of the stores has biometric as well, where the retina scan is done. So all those registers and everything needs to be updated. That is with regards to the attendance marking. Shift management. Employees are divided into shift, like first shift, second shift, and general shift based on store operational needs. So as I said, there is a manpower planning which happens, and there is a manning plan as well. So the store HR needs to ensure that these proper shifts are maintained. So all this shift system is devised sitting with the department managers, assistant department manager, and the store manager. Depending upon the customer movement, they need to put staff in first shift, second shift, or if they are required, into general shift, which might be overlapping. And they need to ensure that the staff is available when the customer walks in. Staff rostering, shift timing, weekly off, and leave schedule are planned in advance to ensure proper planning for both supervisors and staff. So there's a staff roster which is made depending upon the customer movement, as well as depending upon the weekends, the customer crowd is more, the traffic is more on weekends. So they need to ensure that all the week off are over by Wednesday and Thursday, and there is adequate staff available when customer walks in. So all this comes under staff rostering, where every staff shift, timing, weekly off are mentioned. That roster is made, it's printed, and it's there on the notice board so that everyone adheres to it. So that is with regards to the staff rostering.